Hey guys, Jai Shri Ram to all of you. This is your friend Devendra, and today I'm back with another review, and I will be reviewing a book named Keeping the Jewel in the Crown, The British Battle in India by Walter Reed. It is said that those who do not remember their history are tend to repeat their mistakes, and this statement is completely true. It is really important to read and know history to make sure we can build a better future by learning from past mistakes. But it is really hard to keep the track of times and events from a neutral standpoint, considering each person has his own outlook of looking at things, owing to which we see different narratives and reports of the same event, and that leads to misconceptions and disputes over time. Background: the history of the struggle of Indian independence is one such phenomena where each individual in India has their own opinion about it. A large number of our population and academic books indicates that Mahatma Gandhi brought India independence through non-violence and persistence. Some believe Subhash Chandra Bose helped India get freedom through Indian National Army, INA, as they put tremendous pressure on British Raj. And some believe Britain left India on her own due to her inability to keep India under her control after the Second World War. We know about the Indian side of the story of our struggle to gain freedom from British Raj and about the people who helped India get the long-awaited liberty, but we never really hear about the British side of the story. We do not know what was going on in the minds of the British officials who were in India or in Britain at the time of Indian freedom struggle. Keeping the Jewel in the Crown, The British Battle of India by Walter Reed is an effort to tell the history from the British perspective. About the author: Walter Reed studied at the University of Oxford and Edinburgh. He has written a number of acclaimed books of military and political history, including Churchill Under the Friendly Fire and Empire of Sand: How Britain Made the Middle East. He claims to write history on a neutral standpoint of view and try to bring facts on the table. What in it? Keeping the Jewel in the Crown focuses on the past 30 years from Indian independence. He covered most of the incidents and their background story from 1917 to 1947. He talked about all the officials and important people who were involved in the process of declaring India free from British shackles. He also gave account of the personal life of then viceroys posted in India and their roles in British Raj. He commented on several Indian leaders and their roles in Indian struggle for independence. He also mentioned the opinion of British officials about the Indian freedom fighters. Author talked about the major incidents that took place during British Raj, like Jallianwala Bagh massacre, Bengal famine, and world wars. The author tried to downplay the killings of innocent people on the order of British officials. He gave a count of people died during that massacre, which was way less than the actual count. He also tried to draw some parallels with the killings of Jews by Hitler in Germany and stated that the Jallianwala Bagh massacre was nothing in compare to that, and in fact it was nothing in compare to the other killings happened in all over the world that time. He also tried to downplay the deaths of millions of people during Bengal famine and put blames on Indians who were the officials there. According to him, British Raj tried to save those people from famine and provided them help where it was required. According to the author, the British Raj was sympathetic towards poor Bengali farmers and dealt with the situation the best way they could. The author had pretty harsh views about the Indian National Army, INA, and called them fascist. According to the author, they were traitors and they were misled by Subhash Chandra Bose. The author called Subhash Chandra Bose a Japanese and German agent who had hardly had any impact on Indian freedom struggle and was not the reason behind India's liberty. According to the author, INA could not generate any positive impact in Indian freedom struggle and they were mostly unpopular among the Indians. According to the author, Mahatma Gandhi was polite and obedient, but at the same time very stubborn. He would often stick to one thing and then would not listen to anything. He mentioned that Gandhi really believed in his ideas, even if they were practical or not. He mentioned one incident where Mahatma Gandhi was on fast, but he was given glucose diet, and by the time his fast was broken, his weight was actually increased by a pound. Author talked about Nehru at a stretch too, and that he was very ambitious and would often disagree with Mahatma Gandhi and other leaders. He had deep hatred for Jinnah, and he never agreed with Jinnah on any point. Jinnah too disliked Nehru, and he was very keen on having a separate Muslim state. According to author, Jinnah wasn't a practicing Muslim, but he played his politics on Muslim oppression and backwardness. Author stated on several places that Hindus and Muslims hated each other, and they would not agree to live together at all. He said that British Raj felt that it was their moral obligation to solve their problem before leaving so that they could stop further deaths and riots between these two communities. Author trolled the British side of the story and put some lights on their personal life too. He cited several examples where British tried to help Indians and genuinely concerned about India's fate once they leave. They truly believed that India was not ready to rule on its own due to their vast diversity and its population and cultures. They believed that they made Indians civilized and took all the best decisions they could in favor of Indians. What was missing? The author stated in the beginning of the book that he tried to stay as neutral as possible while writing it. However, he was far from being any neutral. He tried to justify the killings of Indians and portrayed a humane picture of British Raj. He said that the British Raj was the best thing that could have happened in India, caused this civilized India and brought modern education and railways. Author did not give much credit to Indians for their struggle in gaining freedom. Instead of that, he stated that British Raj decided to leave India because even though they won the Second World War, they became quite weak and it was not possible for them to take care of its colonies, especially India. According to author, British only wanted India to be capable of handling everything on their own so that they could leave, and made India an autonomous state under the crown. Author did not acknowledge the brutal killings done by British Raj and completely downplayed the Indian freedom struggle. Should you read it? I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to this book, though I do not agree with the author at a lot of places, but I'd like the alternate side of the history. The author was honest in providing British side of the story and how they really looked at India. The author made it an interesting read and cited many incidents to prove his statements. I appreciate the kind of efforts and amount of research the author put while writing this book. I will recommend you guys to read it once, at least to know the other side of the coin too. That was all, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is Devendra again, and please subscribe to this channel, give it a like, share with your friends, and give a lot of love. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.